So we're into the thankfully home stretch of 2020 and 2021 approaching with nowhere to go but up in many ways. Have you come up with a New Year's resolution? I have a feeling after dealing with 2020, there'll be a lot of people turning to faith and religion. For many people, it'll be the first time. And when I refer to faith and religion, by the way, I don't mean policies and procedures that many churches place rather significant focus on. I mean the Word of God. I think back to an observation comedian Lenny Bruce once made that people are leaving the church in droves and turning to religion. So where and how do you start on this path? Best place is in prayer. Jesus, as he tells us in Matthew 6, verses 6 through 13, teaches all how to pray. Starting with verse 6, again, Jesus talking, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now from this prayer foundation, you can ask God for answers to your challenges, relief from your troubles, or any other righteous true need that you have. When you ask in total faith and belief that he will respond, that's what will happen when all is ready and right by God's measure. Psalm 51 is one of the many Bible chapters that also offer you guidance of how to pray. Starting with verse 2, King David wrote, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. We move a little bit forward to verse 6. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part. You will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The focus of your prayer comes from the honesty of your heart, your spirit, and your soul. Just as a new athlete has to train and work at what they're seeking to accomplish, same holds true for those who are new to faithful prayer. Time in God's Word will indeed be your best strengthening and training.